people are trying to get out the vote for all Republican candidates in Western New York. There are several different races here that we're going to get Republican voters out for, from Dave DiPietro for Assembly to Chris Collins for Congress to Mark Molinaro for governor. There's a lot of races going on.
And, of course, there was the poll that was just out regarding Collins and McMurray. Really kind of a statistical dead heat there. What are your thoughts?
I'm not sure I believe that poll, but, you know, there's a lot of things wrong with that poll. But I think by the end of this race, it's going to be really close. Once the troubles emerged for Congressman Collins, we knew this was going to be an issue. And when he decided to stay on the ballot, we knew that it was going to put this seat in danger. In fact, I work with Steve Bannon on many different races right now across the country. Steve was looking for districts where he could perhaps help get out the vote. And when New York 27 started drawing close, we decided this was a good place for him to come.
Is this the first time or the first time in a long time that he's even been to Western New York?
I don't think Steve has been to Western New York in many years, if he ever has at all. I've been, you know, on daily conference calls with Steve and a team of people, all of us, you know, reviewing all the different races. There are about 30 of them who we consider to be problematic across the country, where if Republicans don't turn out, the district will likely turn blue. New York 27 entered that equation. We started discussing New York 27 on a daily basis several weeks ago. And he decided about 2 weeks ago, long before that poll came out, to come out here, as well as about 10 other districts across the country.
During the Trump presidential campaign, Steve had a much more prominent, more visual role. How would you characterize his role now?
Well, it is behind the scenes. Steve is still working on issues that he considers to be quite important to the, you know, Trump agenda. Trade is chief among them, foreign policy, economic policy, and he's been working with the White House and other chief Republican figures in Washington to try to help move the president's agenda forward. On the elections alone, for the last 3.5, almost 4 months, Steve's been working on a midterms project. We've all been concerned about the House turning blue, and this has been his primary focus for quite some time now.
You mentioned DiPietro, that race. What's your particular concern there?
I think we're concerned about all the races, the down-ballot races that exist within the New York 27 district. When the candidate at the top of the ticket has some problems, we have this downdraft effect that we've seen for a long time now. You know, it can dampen voter enthusiasm for other Republicans underneath. Dave DiPietro is still safely ahead, but these things can get pretty dicey in situations like this, and we're not taking anything for granted.
And NPR just had a story out today about how these midterm elections may see a 50-year record high voter turnout.
Well, we see a really high intensity on not just the Democrat side, but now the Republican side as well. With the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings really inflamed the Republicans as well, as they saw what we consider to be a mob come after Brett Kavanaugh and try very hard to destroy Justice Kavanaugh, destroy his reputation. Before this happened, the Democrats had an intensity rating of about 85%. The Republicans were down in the 60s. Now it's a dead heat.